Blog Talk Radio.
Happy birthday. Yeah. We want to dedicate this song to everyone who has a birthday today. And that means you, and you, and you, and you. Because having a birthday is a special occasion. And we hope you have a happy celebration and a many, many more to come.
Going on over here on A Book Is Born on Tribe Family Channel, and we are live to celebrate. So we want to say happy birthday to all of you that have birthed a book. This is A Book Is Born, but this is a special celebration because this is the special book drop party for Mr. J. Elliott Howard. Now, if you're new to A Book Is Born, we are a Gumbo for the Soul international family brand on Tribe Family Channel and are proud to present another literary feast. This is episode 3 of season 2 of A Book Is Born. Happy Valentine's Day to all the lovers out there, and get ready for a real treat because our guest just dropped his book, Take a Walk with Me. And that might be something that you want to ask somebody on this day for lovers only. Now, our nationwide lineup of seasoned authors, along with our generous sponsors, have teamed up to bring right content and relatable dialogue for your listening and reading pleasure. So grab a good seat and prepare to feast as we dish out this serving of gumbo. You will not leave hungry. I am Beverly Black, and I am your host of A Book Is Born for this special book drop party. And our guest, J. Elliott Howard, to discuss his literary journey and the 411 on where to grab a copy of his new page turner. So tune in and partay and help me welcome here J. Elliott Howard. What's happening, my brother? How are you?
Hello.
Hey.
Hey.
How about yourself?
I'm blessed. Congratulations. It is a blessing. This noonday hour, 12 Eastern time, y'all. So it's noontime. I hope all of our listeners in the East Coast region are listening for their lunchtime. And if you are not, you can catch the archives live at blogtalkradio.com/gumbo for the soul. Now, Elliott, you also have hosted your own radio show, Millennial Money Management, on Tribe Family Channel. So if anyone cares to tune in, go through our archives, because J. Elliott Howard has blessed this mic more than once. So now, Elliott, congratulations on Take a Walk with Me. Hey. Congratulations.
Hey.
This is your sophomore book. How does it feel?
It feels great. And here's the thing, it's also the first book under a commercial publisher. Hard Drive Publishing, which was one of the original 22 critics of Rewritten Lives.
Wow.
Owned by H.D. Campbell, and has another fellow writer, Mashawn Mickles, underneath their umbrella. Both Mashawn and HD were critics of Rewritten Lives, and And so HD had a couple of years ago had said, okay, well, what are you going to do with for your next book? And I said, well, I'm trying to put some stuff together so I can, you know, because self-publishing isn't cheap. So,
right.
And he said that, well, you do good work. So why don't you come underneath my umbrella? I'll take care of you. But we'll publish your next book. I'm like, are you serious?
Wow.
And I was like, yeah. And I was like, I was kind of nervous a little bit because the Rewritten Lies, for those that don't know, is still available on Amazon.com and BarnesandNoble.com. The book got 22 reviews and it got 4.5 out of 5 stars, which I wanted something to come out just as good as that, critically, because I mean there are some great poets out there, and so I want my country.
I know I'm talking to one.
Thank you, I appreciate that. HD, his company Hard Drive Publishing, got
mm-hmm.
fully behind the book, and by his account, he's busy handling some other things with the business. He has a lot of, he's an owner. God bless entrepreneurs. He had said the fact that he felt that even though he gave Rewritten Lives a 5-star rating, Take a Walk With Me is a better book.
Wow. Well, we're going to dive into that literary journey of yours, and it sounds fascinating. So as the host of A Book Is Born, let me just tell you a little bit about my writing journey, which began in 2003 under the Gumbo for the Soul Publications umbrella. And fast forward, I published 4 series anthologies under the imprint, and then did the anniversary edition to combine all 4 anthologies. And I have hundreds of contributors out there that would not have made it possible had it would not have been possible had it not been for them. So I want to shout out to all the authors that come together and make it possible, just like you have a testimony about H.D. Campbell and his productions and the other authors that are all partnered in together, the critics and everyone. Well, also, in my writing journey, couldn't have been done without the amazing authors that came together that motivated me. So now, as far as your writing journey, what motivated you to become an author? We're going to get deep into the writing journey itself, and I have a list of questions. But first, what motivated you to become an author?
Well, it's just the whole thing that motivated me was you get to a place where you're not comfortable. And sometimes it's like that lack of comfort stems from an actual need. Me, I'm a talker. Okay, so when I got to a place where I was in a new area, you know, when my whole writing journey began when I was 16 after I came to Texas, after I'd moved from my hometown. So in my hometown, I mean, that's where everybody that I grew up with. So they didn't know, no one saw this side of me coming because it wasn't, as long as I stayed in my hometown. because I had people to talk to, I had people that I could relate to. But when I came to Houston, and I didn't, in the greater Houston area, and didn't know anybody, well, that changed the narrative. Because I you take someone that's a talker and I have no one to talk to, that's a whole other issue. Writing was a way of exercising the wheels that, because I have a family of storytellers, both on both sides of the family, mom's side and my dad's side. And so if you were growing up in, my mom's maiden name is Coker. But my dad's Howard, and you come into family reunions or just get-togethers on Sundays, and there's always a story to be told, that's being told even to this day. And it's just because that's just how we are.
Okay.
So that type of family influence, now you take that guy and, you know, take it away from, like, we're primarily around my mom's side of family because we were in Ohio. My dad's family is primarily in Georgia. Even though we had brothers and sisters in Dayton, if you've not been to Ohio, Dayton is about 2.5 to 3 hours away from where I'm from. So it's not like I was seeing those cousins and uncles on a regular basis, as opposed to my mom's side where people were like either in town or just 5 minutes away. So writing in one way was a coping mechanism to deal with being alone. And stems also from the fact that, you know, I believe you have a problem, you identify that you have a problem, to solve a problem, you got to identify it. And then it's up to you to come up a way with how to, one, cope with it, and then how to master the situation. Because the problem is not going to go away just because you ignore it. And like I said, I like to talk, I like to communicate, I like to be around people, I like to get my thoughts out. And so that part of the world wasn't going to change on its own just because of the fact I was in a new place. So writing enabled me to do that, especially poetry.
All right. And to be able to get outside of, you know, the you know, we put ourselves in a box sometimes, and writing helps us get out. And I'm not saying that that is, you know, your case, but I'm saying in terms of any of us that can feel confined, the writing and reading process can take you out of that confinement and bring you into a whole nother world. So that's interesting. You come from a family of storytellers. Now, my next question is has already been answered. How many books have you published? And we know that you have two, because this is the celebration of your second book. So tell us what's in your catalog and name both of them.
Okay. My first book is called Rewritten Lives. Okay. And then, of course, this new book is called Take a Walk with Me. And let me just make this clear. Take a Walk with Me is actually the second book of the overarching Rewritten Lives series. See, with Rewritten Lives, it took people on a journey of the evolution of an individual. And very much the implied story. So in true poet's form, yes, you can read a poem and then poems can stand alone. But if you read it from beginning to end, there's an implied story of change. Okay. Now, Take a Walk with Me is in the vein of evolution, but not so much of the individual. We're past that now. And it goes into the evolution of the relationship. See, I'm not really, I've never described myself as being a love poem type of poet. The whole, like, you know, the poems that get people in passion, talking about the moment, the sensation, or to get you feeling a certain type of hot and bothered type of way. That's not me. But I do love a story, a good story about the journey of two people becoming one. I'm all about the journey. And so in that, Take a Walk with Me picks up from that, takes from Rewritten Lives that thought process of the evolution. And I guess you could say, like, there's an allusion, an allusion to Take a Walk with Me in Rewritten Lives in the chapter called For Love, because there are some relationship pieces that are in there after the cycle, in the cycle, because during the end of the book, because after Seasons of Hate, which is a chapter in Rewritten Lives, and you come out of that darkness, then you find what you're passionate about. That's the For Love chapter in Rewritten Lives. Well, then Take a Walk with Me explores those thoughts a little bit deeper and does it through different styles of poetry. And then it goes through different styles of poetry. It's not just a free verse or rhyme, but also haiku. And
it's set
in such a way that it stair steps you through the book. Again, if you just want to read one poem, you can't, because each poem has a title. That's fine, because everybody has their own flavor. But if you go from beginning to end, there is an implicit story to it. For ladies, I would say that if you ever wanted to know, because I know that women have talked about this a lot more than guys care to open up about the whole thing of the soulmate and this person that they just feel is physically tied to. They've the childhood sweetheart that they've grown up with. They knew each other way back when, you know, diapers and pacifiers, and or that whirlwind romance, but nevertheless, there feels like there's an intertwining, right? And in that whole thing, you see that guys stereotypically have a harder time of expressing all of what their thoughts are in about the relationship and the emotions.
Mm-hmm.
And you wonder what was in his head about you two. Guess what? Take a walk with me.
Wow. Okay, right, exactly.
For the guys that, like I said, it's a hard thing to just get that out. You stumble over your words. All right.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm not every man, and I would never presume to do so. But if you need help along the way, you can still take a walk with me. See, because the whole concept of the title, and you know that, and you know this, Beverly. I mean, you and I are both well-seasoned individuals. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And the reality is that of all of the people in the world, there's only. Some people say there might be more than one. Some people say there's just one. But either way, there's a certain type of individual that you can walk up to and say, take a walk with me, and he'll just get up and go with you. No questions asked. I mean, if a whole bunch of men might be sitting side by side at church or at a function or along the wall, you walk up and you just say, take a walk with me. To once you walk up to him and you say take a walk with me, he gets up, he won't go with any other woman, but he'll go with you. And you won't just ask any type of brother, but you ask him, and he gets up and did it.
On the flip side,
you know, for the guys, I mean, there's plenty of women in the world, but. A lot of times we miss it in the sense of like there's only one that actually, I mean, you might be attracted to X, Y, Z type of woman, but regardless of what you think that you're attracted to, what you think that you want, there's only, I believe, only like one really you walk up to, no question, ask, like, hey, take a walk with me. That's all. And she'll get up
and that'll shut it down.
She won't go with any other man. I'm like, we're not talking about her daddy. That's a whole other deal. We're talking about. You walked up to this specific one, so guided by heart, spirit, Lord smacked you upside the head, however you want to put it. Like, take a look at me.
But that's the one that speaks to your spirit, basically.
Exactly.
You know, and they will get up and walk with you. That is interesting. Now, let me ask you this, though. What were some of the challenges you faced as a writer? Because, you know, it sounds like you're just naturally born and gifted, coming from a family, a legacy of storytellers, you know. And you know, that's something that we know permeates through the generations because Black people became storytellers, you know, by history. To maneuver and escape enslavement, to stay connected with the elders. The elders provided the stories and passed them down through the family. So by you coming from a family of storytellers, it just comes naturally. And when something comes naturally, people would perceive that you don't have challenges. But like you said at the beginning, Self-publishing is a horse of a different color. That you didn't say that, but you mentioned self-publishing is we know that can be challenging. So what were some of the challenges that you faced as a writer, and what are some of the things that you would do differently?
Well, the challenges that I face as a writer, especially being a poet, I mean, I'm in deep connection with my emotions. I know exactly what I think and feel at any particular point in time.
Mm-hmm.
And I went through some stuff personally, the personal challenges after Rewritten Lives. And the problem was making sure that I had the filter in place that whatever was going outside of my writing didn't come into my writing. So there was.
Ooh, that's good right there. Y'all hear that, writers?
Because you know, if you're not going to be with somebody, the last thing you want to do is immortalize them in your book. It's the whole thing of, like, even though you don't say them by name, you know who you're talking about, right?
Mm-hmm.
And even though, like,
mm-hmm.
everybody else, that people might come by and pick up the book and all that, they don't know who you're talking about, but they know you're talking about somebody, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you're not careful, and, like, and you don't want to have a situation where, like, years later, you go pick up the book and it's bringing back all these memories of this individual.
Come on.
What happened
mm-hmm.
during the time period, because you continued to write and produce during a time that you really should not have been doing that. And so it was taking the time and forcing myself to, like, you know what, I'm just not going. Because there's some practice things that I did. And if you go to my Rewritten Lives Facebook page, in my notes section, it's like I have a number of different poems that are in there. And I was testing some stuff out, and I started seeing after a while, I was like, wait a second. Yeah, I don't need to put this.
Like, wait a minute, I'm immortalizing you. I can't keep writing about you. But, you know, you make a very solid point, because if you're not going to be with someone, like you said, if you're not going to be with that person and you're immortalizing them in your book, then what's really happening is that you're not moving through the healing phase. You're, like, regurgitating that relationship or the symptoms of what hurt you into that book, and then every time you go back to it and revisit it, like you said, other people won't know who you're writing about, but you know who you're writing about. And that's the type of thing that, you know, you would advise, especially for the novice and first-time writers, to really check those emotions, because you're right, you don't want to immortalize that. You don't want to go back and say, you know what, I was in a bad space, because you're not going to stay in that space. And then when you, you know, reflect back on that, it may not sit well with you to be in your book. So it's best to journal those feelings that you may be challenged with, that you don't want to bleed into your writing. Now, what are some of the things that you would do differently before we take this commercial break?
Well, what I would do would be, I would have done more research about potential publishers. Prior to, HD's been a blessing, don't get me wrong, but when Rewritten Lives came out, I didn't know about anybody, any type of other publishers outside of the big publishing houses. So my lack of knowledge and my ignorance, you know, I think stunted a lot of progress of what Rewritten Lives could have been, because of how well it, you know, how well it was rated. But so I would have done my homework. I would have done better research, and but then again, this whole process has been a learning thing in and of itself. And I think things happen the way that they were supposed to happen. You see, so I mean, because this year I'm also going to be re-releasing Rewritten Lives, and you know,
wow,
guys, and something like that. Because and the two
congratulations.
Thank you. And And so it's still at available at rewrittenlives.com. But on the other side of the coin, you know, HD and I are looking at, by the end of the year, Rewritten Lives will be underneath the hard drive publishing umbrella as well. So
all right.
Big group. But before all that, you know, there's going to be, you know, some, God bless me, with individuals that will handle the social media side to develop that.
Mm-hmm.
That way, it's just both, you know, some word gets out about both. And the book trailer is going to be released actually in the movie theater later on this spring.
So, oh, wow. Yeah. Congratulations. Yay.
Yeah. So it's, there's a process going on. The things that I look at what I would have done differently would have required me to have the knowledge that I have now. And the only reason why I have the knowledge I have now is because of the thing I went through.
I would say
to any writer, do not forsake small beginnings. Whatever you don't, because what you go through in the beginning is all the stuff that you, like, don't know anything about, and the process is teaching you.
Exactly. Well, we're going to take a quick commercial break. Ladies and gentlemen, you're tuned into the Book Drop Party for J. Elliott Howard. Take a walk with me out on Amazon and where books are sold, and you are tuned into A Book Is Born live on Tribe Family Channel, a Gumbo for the Soul international family brand created, owned, and operated by yours truly, Beverly Black, and we are going to take this commercial break and be right back.
I know building a website can be intimidating, but you need a place where your audience can connect with you. Instead of fighting with technology, try the easiest, most flexible website builder available. With templates for all types of websites, ranging from landing pages to e-commerce, Urban Book Editor's platform makes creating an author website quick and easy. Just add a section, upload your photos and videos, type your text, and you're in business. It couldn't be easier. And if you sign up for an annual plan, you can get 10% off the first year. Just use discount code FIRSTYEAR. That's 1-STYEAR. The number 1-STYEAR in all caps. Take advantage of the 14-day free trial. No credit card is needed. Visit urbanbookeditor.com and select Create Your Author Website from the menu bar at the top of the page. No more struggling with technology. No more paying a small fortune to developers. Create beautiful websites without learning to code. Spend more time writing and less time worrying about your website. Just go to urbanbookeditor.com and select Create Your Author Website. You'll see how easy it is to build a great website to showcase your work. Go to urbanbookeditor.com and select Create Your Author Website today.
A Book Is Born, this book drop party for J. Elliott Howard and his new page turner book of poetry called Take a Walk With Me from Hard Drive Publishing. Shout out to Mr. Henry Campbell, CEO of Hard Drive Publishing. Now, Mr. Elliott Howard, he dropped a lot of gems for the novice and seasoned authors when you talked about the challenges and things that you would do different, and it makes good sense. So let me ask you this. How important do you think it is to engage your readers? We were talking about the writing aspects from ourselves, our own point of view, but let's consider the readers. How important is it to really consider the material. It's not about us just getting our words out, but it's really also taking into consideration what our readers are receiving it and how they're receiving it. So how important is that to you to engage them?
I think it's important to engage them to, in terms of like having discussions. And here we have our Facebook pages, and then we do radio interviews and things like that. I do believe that that's important. But I also think that if the thing about our work is that we got to be our authentic selves. And we who we are, independent of everything. So when it comes to and the writing has to reflect that. If you're writing to a specific audience, I think that you rob the audience. I mean, depending on like I think and it has to do with the goal setting. I mean, what is your goal with all of it? I mean, because let's say that if I'm writing to people like Geoffrey Chaucer and they like Shakespeare, so if I write like them. And there's nothing wrong with those guys, but the thing is that they were writing based on their experiences, which I have not had. I have had my own. So then, I think that you got to take that into consideration. You want to be as diversified as possible, and engaging with them in the sense of what they want to know and if they want to know you better. But I don't think you want to sacrifice being who you are.
Your authentic self. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense, because you don't want to put yourself in a position where you're really trying to appease the writer, but you have left the center of who you are when it comes to being a writer. You know, you're nowhere near your center. So I really appreciate your answer right out the gate about staying your authentic self and being true to who you are will show in your writing. It really does. You're not trying to appease anyone. And I think that's the type of writer that I am. You know, I have a story of overcoming, and, you know, I feel that everyone has a story to tell. And so when it's your story, you don't have to compromise that. You don't have to be anything other than your authentic self. And that really shows, you know, everyone else is taken. So be who you are. There's nothing wrong with that. Now, I want to know, who are some of your favorite authors besides yourself? I know you like me today.
Yeah, I do. I love me today.
No, that's right.
You know, I do like T.D. Jakes. I think some of the stuff he's written is really good. Some good stuff. Okay, now this is going to sound really old school, and I'm pulling from my childhood on this one. I loved the Encyclopedia Brown series. I still do.
Oh, okay. Okay, I remember that.
I was a fan of that because it was all about problem solving. But and the thing is about the writing was how the problem was taking you through all the steps of solving a problem, and in a very entertaining way. And I thoroughly loved that series. I really did.
Well, I can appreciate your answer to include Bishop T.D. Jakes. His teachings have undergirded my spiritual walk for a long time, for years. And, you know, he has a way of bringing simple life to a holistic and spiritual, you know, realm. He can preach anything, you know, and I like that, you know, I like that, and I've learned a lot from Pastor T.D. Jakes. So thank you for that. Now, besides love that's evoked in your writing, what inspires you to write? Like, what are some of the methods you use when you don't feel like writing? If you ever encounter writer's block or ever have, like, you know, now that you're with a traditional publisher, you've got deadlines to meet, and, you know, sometimes there's already information put out there and the date is set and you have a schedule to keep. So what if you don't feel like writing? What inspires you to write, to work through writer's block or any hurdles that might be dragging on you?
Well, this is really, it's a little trick that I do with my oldest son. Whereas, like I said, when you walk into a new area, I don't care if it's outdoors or indoors, what are the first things that you see? And I started teaching him how to do that when he was younger, just in case something bad were to happen and he had to call me and tell me where he was. He's already in the habit of pointing out landmarks and such. How does that come into writing? Well, we can write about anything. So I could write, if it's like just something about like something at work, or if I want to stretch myself and talk about write the passionate poems that I'm, like I told you, that's not really my speed, I'll come up with that, or talk about an evening, and or talk about a day, and put it into poetry.
Mm-hmm.
Or if I'm coming to grips, or if I feel myself coming to grips with something from my past, then poetry helps me frame it. So I would have to
all
break
right.
it down. So sometimes I've used poetry not for the sake of producing something for people's pleasure, but yes, for my own way of coping with thoughts in my head. And so as a result, then I always have something to write about because my mind is always active.
Mm-hmm. All right. All right. Well, I want to remind our listeners that you are tuned into A Book Is Born, a special book drop party, and I am talking and enjoying this conversation with our guest, J. Elliot Howard, discussing his writing journey and his new book, Take a Walk with Me. Now, I did get I bought the Kindle version when it first dropped the other day, but now it's out on paperback as well. So be sure to visit Amazon.com and get his new page turner, Take a Walk with Me, and get his freshman book, Rewritten Lives. And so you are a phenomenal poet. I enjoyed you on Spit, Spoken Poets Intellectualizing. We will be having another Poetry Slam April 1st, and I've got some exciting guests lined up, hoping that you will be able to adjust your schedule and jump in there with us, and if not, we'll have to pre-record you. But we're so honored and thankful to host this book drop party today and talk about your writing journey. Now, do you write full time? If you don't write full time, what do you do with the rest of your time? I know you're a husband, you're a father. What else does J. Elliot Howard do with his time aside from writing?
Okay, well, aside from writing, I am an assistant director of environmental services with HHS, HHS is a company, it's not Health and Human Services. It's a company that works with hospitals and other businesses, about 8 other industries that we put on the hospital piece, which is where my focus is presently. All the concerns that people have right now about the coronavirus and all that, my job is to make sure that doesn't get into the hospital. presently, even though I do live in Houston, I am working in Beaumont, Texas right now, and that's where this conversation is being had. I'm handling some stuff over at the medical center in Southeast Texas down here in
Wow, congratulations.
Beaumont, so, thank you. So I do that. I also, of course, I am the host of Millennial Money Management. And once my schedule and some of that changes, as well as what I got going on, I'll be able to come back to that. And I'm looking forward to doing that because there's a lot of stuff to talk about financially that's changing the world since I had to take a step back.
Definitely.
And then I'm also in a movie that's going to be coming out on Amazon Video.
Woo!
Called Avenue. My role is that of the coroner, and we just got word from the director that Amazon is wanting to turn the movie into a series, possibly. So I'll get to possibly reprise my role.
Well, congratulations. There is just so much going on. See, and this is what is so good to come together and talk with folks. You know, you and I, we haven't had a real chance to catch up since Millennial Money Management took a hiatus, but we know why. You've got writing going on. You've got other roles that you're playing and directorships and stuff going on, helping us to navigate the experience. If we were to need the hospital, it's good to have people that are in your position, because this is what we need. We need buffers in between these services, and with the politics going on and so much happening out there, people are becoming lost in the convoluted messages and don't know which way to turn. So I know, because I know you, that the people that you are helping to serve are in real good hands, and I mean real good hands. So praise God for that, and I hope that many more people will be come like you and do the things that you're doing. Now, we're coming up on the last minutes of the show, so let me ask you this, and you can take your time answering this, because we have all gone through, and you actually began putting out gems earlier with regards to this question, and that is, what one piece of advice would you give an aspiring or first-time writer? Because like you mentioned earlier, you know, when you first started, there were some mistakes. And I know when I first started, it was like, ooh, you know, it's a learning experience. So, you know, you can search the internet for a publisher, and after 45 pages of who everyone else says is the best publisher to pick, you know, you're lost. It's like, okay, you don't know who to go with. And that can be scary when you really have this book inside you that you want to get out and you don't know which way to turn. So what one piece of advice would you give to an aspiring or first-time writer?
Well, I would say that the best thing you can do is to be patient. Patient with yourself, patient with the process, patient with your life. Because it's all going to, I mean, because you're going to learn a lot. There's a lot that will come at you. And so you want to make sure that you don't take it too serious. I mean, you want to take it seriously, but you don't want to take it to the point where you get lost in the frustration that things aren't happening the way that you are seeing it in your head. Mm-hmm. Am I making sense?
Yeah, you're making a lot of sense. And so basically, go ahead.
So basically, you know, I don't want people to get, I don't want writers to get to a place where they stop being, they get so, you know, they throw their hands up out of frustration, and they're really only like steps away from getting all the diamonds that they are trying to get to. Because, you know,
you gotta be okay with not knowing everything. You gotta be okay with the imperfections. You gotta be okay with, you know, you really messed that one up. You gotta be okay with all that. And because at the end of it all, when you learn to be okay with it, then you start to adjust because you're no longer shocked, like, why did this happen to me? No, it happened. Nothing you're going through is something that is new to just you. And so everybody, I don't care who you are, if you're Barack Obama, if you are, you know, Neil deGrasse Tyson, or just the average Joe on the street, you live long enough, you're going to make mistakes. You're going to fall short at times.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to. Things are just not going to be all, you know, roses. But
mm-hmm.
this is where the stamina comes in, and you like, and when you do that, then you can actually process everything and take it at ease. You won't waste your energy. You get to be
mm-hmm.
you, and being you is the best you that you can be.
Well, amen to that. Amen to that. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And what I really appreciate is that you know, you have a way of connecting with the feelings of someone, and you are and conveying that. And so you already know. As a first time writer and as a writer that's anticipating their book coming out, that there are going to be, because we set high hopes, we have high hopes, you know, and you know the emotions are going to be running high, and you know that the aspirations are running high, and like you said, just be patient with yourself. And that's to say that everything's not going to come together exactly like you want it to. You have aspirations, you have high hopes. We all want to be that 5-star best-selling author, and chances are, you know, we'll reach for the 5, and if we land on the 4 or the 4.5, we have gotten in the ballpark. I remember my third book, I got 3 stars, and I was peed off to no end. But I realized that my books are self-help. They're focused on health and wellness. And when you get a book review, you're getting a book review from people that are used to reading novels and urban lit and women's fiction. So it was not in the proper league to even request a review, and that was the last time I ever requested a review. Anything at that point is a blurb or validation or, you know, just really making sure that I'm keeping the proper company in terms of the type of message that I'm putting out there. You don't want to put a self-help book out there in the hands of people that read fiction and ask for a review. That's not their thing. And so the advice that you give to other people is to be patient with yourself and trust the process. And you don't need the validation of anyone, as long as you and the creator within you are working together in unison, that is what matters, because you're going to be atoned for what you're doing. Writing grooms you and grows you, and you don't, once you endeavor into writing your book, you're changed. You'll never be the same, because now you're in a whole different posture of learning and dissecting information and discovery. And so did you have a comment to that, or you ready for we're about to hit some outro questions, and but if you have any remarks to that, we have time.
Well, I don't have a remarks to that per se, but I know you and I had talked earlier in the week about, like, samples of the book, and I do have a writing sample in my hand. I went ahead and got some,
And I was going to see if I could read one of the poems that's actually in Take a Walk With.
I would be so honored, and I'm glad that you do, because I wasn't going to ask you because I knew you were traveling, and so the fact that you have made it available, praise God. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, live on Tribe Family Channel, A Book Is Born with J. Elliot Howard and his new page turner, Take a Walk With Me. Go ahead, Mr. Howard.
All right, this poem is from the prologue section of the book, and it's called Boyhood Dream. Caught up in a moment in time, by myself, it is alone where I can unwind. After all, my friends are still stuffing their faces with that lunchroom slime. Now I am slipping away to a place that no one else can get to or has ever been there before in my space. Who is this? Who is she? Who is this beautiful girl before me? My head is only filled with people that I have ever met, that I have ever not never met. She is a dark chocolate goodness wrapped in a crystal gown, shining like a miracle of God's greatness. And the frown I had before I slipped away left once I peered into her eyes. And the smile she is wearing has become mild.
Wow, wow, wow. And, you know, that just takes us to your childhood, really. I mean, when you start saying you're in the lunchroom, you're leaving the other kids, they're still there, you know, but you somehow have slipped away and you're not in the abyss, but you're in someone's eyes. Now, that's love. That's young love. That's beautiful young love. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for blessing us. You know, you have a special way of writing. And again, I enjoyed you on our poetry show. And I know that we're going to have you to come back and share some more of your poetry with us. Now, before we get out of here, and we have enjoyed you, this has been a cool, cool celebration, and Cool in the Gang is going to help us continue. We're going to celebrate on out of here with this noontime lunch book partay. But before we do, two things. Do you have any upcoming events? And where can our readers reach you? Rewrittenlives.com. And then you do have social media platforms, because I see you all over the internet. So your social media is well endowed. But do you have any upcoming events?
I don't have any upcoming events just yet. But, well, actually, if you're in Tucson, Rewritten Lives is going to be coming to Tucson at the Tucson Book Festival in March. As far as Take a Walk With Me, I don't have any specific events lined up for it just yet. However, if you want to stay up close and personal with me, you can always go to, I have the Rewritten Lives Facebook page, which has everything to do with my writing. And then, of course, there's Elliot Howard on Facebook. And there's rewrittenlives.com. And but then, of course, there's J. Elliot Howard, J. Elliot Howard on Instagram, as well as J. Elliot Howard on Twitter. So there's ways to grab a hold of me, and I'm always good for a good conversation. So and I'll keep you apprised about new things that are about to happen. And HD and his publishing firm are working hard to setting up some events. As soon as I get that information, I will pass along to Beverly Black and her listeners, and anyone that wants to be connected with me, you'll know it's coming soon.
Yeah, all right. Well, yay. I'm pumping my hands up in the air saying, congratulations once again. It has been an honor, privilege, and a pleasure to celebrate your new book drop. Take a Walk With Me on A Book Is Born live on Tribe Family Channel. I will definitely stay connected with you. You have a very blessed, happy Valentine's Day with you and your beautiful wife, your lady, and your family, and continue to enjoy God's goodness, God's grace, and your writings, because it definitely reflects the fact that God is in your life. Your writing connects with people. Your writing connects with feelings. Your writing connects with love. And today is a celebration of love. So thank you so much for making it possible right here on A Book Is Born. Be blessed and be a blessing. J. Elliott Howard, Take a Walk With Me, celebrating on A Book Is Born. Have a good one, and thank you once again. Signing out.
All right. Goodbye.
All right, now, congratulations.
We're gonna have a good time tonight. Let's celebrate.